overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Welcome to another live edition of Vegas Nonstop. It's 2 o'clock on Monday, and that can only mean one thing. We are here and you are not. We have an unbelievable show for you today. NFL sports, NBA, all sorts of college football coming up as we approach the playoffs. In studio with us today, musical director Lon Johnson.
Bronson! Oh my God.
I'll go with that.
Entertainer extraordinaire Janine
Don
Valentine.
Johnson.
And superfan Tom White. And with me as always, the leader of the Goat Rodeo, the master of mayhem, the ambassador of fun, your friend and mine, Jonathan J. Scott.
Hey, fatty.
Good afternoon, you boys and girls, moms and dads, and children
rehearse.
Of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports
nonstop,
Radio 920
AM. And it's nonstop, and it's Vegas, it's nonstop.
Janine's been working on a theme song.
That's just one option.
Maybe you could get together with Don Johnson over here.
Is it too late to get off this?
Yeah. In studio.
Yes, it is. Sorry.
Musical director.
It's like the mob. Once you get in, you can't get out.
Bronson.
In the words of Jordy Nelson, I got to get the F out of here.
And it is Monday and is Veterans Day, so thank you to all that observed.
Yes, thank you to all of the men and women that helped serve us.
Sincere gratitude, yes.
So we are live, and we are going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about NFL, talk about NHL, a little NBA, and all things in between and shows. But let's start off by asking Jeffrey with a G. How was your weekend, buddy?
Weekend was good, man.
Buddy?
I mean, we were busy, obviously, in the fish business.
Oh, God.
We were slinging fish all day on Friday and Saturday. But
Jeffrey has a company called Something's Fishy.
Ah.
No.
Sort of.
Janine, can you relate?
Sort of.
No.
Wow. Wow. How fast did it take him
okay,
to back the
that's
bus
a
up?
Misnomer, and that's strike one. Everyone, I don't know if you know, but Jonathan gets three strikes a show, and then he's out of here. That was one. Mm-hmm.
He gets more than three strikes every show.
Not with me, though.
I won't even talk about what we were talking about, the different kinds of jobs you've had.
It weren't my. Oh, my. Marona mia.
So Janine was out. You were in New York over the weekend.
I was. I went to Manhattan.
Manhattan.
And Long Island.
Westbury.
And Albany.
Would you go to Hodgepodge?
Did I go to...
In Long Island?
No.
Hoggy Poggy?
Hop Hog.
Yeah, that.
I went to some fundraisers, actually. Hair. Do you donate hair to children, right? It's
very popular.
The hair we share.
Well, that was officially what it was called.
I got it now. The hair we share. That's the official name. So I went to a fundraiser there, which is great because they always have to support the kids and stuff. And
I see they didn't get you to shave your head.
Really? My mane? Nobody wants this.
Beautiful. What are
Thanks.
You kidding me?
And I was surprised that you don't treat your hair to get it like that. That's your natural curly.
Jonathan thought
curly.
That this was a perm. Like, am I
Sicilian.
Stuck in the 80s?
He doesn't understand what that means.
You're actually the only one in the room that could have donated anyway. So.
Oh, what do you mean?
Now.
Lon and I have hair.
Hello.
This no
is
comment.
Only a partial comb over.
So, Lon has been the musical director for 28 years, and... in countless shows, and once a month you're over at the Smith Center for Performing Arts. And we've had Myron Martin on the show before, and we've tried to talk him into putting stripper poles and slot machines into the Smith Center.
Please,
you know,
no.
I've been working on the same thing with him. I think he's going to come around eventually.
I doubt it. He's a classy guy, and the Smith Center is a classy place, and we're going to keep it that way.
How'd they let me in?
Classy.
It's a classy joint with classy broads.
Now, we've been over there now for like, 3.5-4 years, and yeah, we're up to once a month, and we're just loving it. Best room in town by far. Cab Jazz.
Yeah, Myron's...
Myron's Jazz Cabaret.
Yep.
Yeah, they've got his name on
Cabaret
it.
Cabaret Jazz. What is it? Cabaret Jazz or Jazz Cabaret?
You know, it's Myron's...
Myron Martin's Cabaret
Myron Martin's
Jazz.
Cabaret.
It's the official title.
Yeah.
Title.
Well, this Wednesday is the Composer Showcase over at...
Yes, they're once a month, too.
With Keith Thompson, musical director, and that's an amazing show.
Always a great time. 10:30 p.m., so take a nap.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I have to.
My demographic is a little bit older, so we're at 7:30.
Hey,
we're,
whatever
we're working
works.
On 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Well, what the shift is, I'm at 3 o'clock at South Point.
They're at 3 o'clock.
Which means I'm available at night. That's a good thing.
They haven't quite got there. They say that 60 is the new 40. But 9 o'clock is the new midnight.
Yeah.
Actually, our next show is going to be 7:30 Thursday, November 29th, all David Bowie show.
Which is going to be a lot of fun.
I saw that. Yeah. That looks really cool.
Very cool.
And, it's going to be great. A week after Thanksgiving.
At the Smith Center?
At Smith Center.
Oh, man.
So forgive me because I am a single mom of two children, so I don't get out that often. Do you change the setup all the time?
Oh, yeah. It's a different show every
single
time.
No, I go out when I'm working and someone pays me to be there. You're going to pay me to be there? I'll come. No, seriously. So you change, but like David Bowie's the...
It's the theme.
It's the theme this time, and you change it every time.
I change up the theme every single time.
That's
but
amazing.
Basically,
that's a lot of work.
The normal Lon Bronson All-Star Band, which is just like all music of classic horn bands,
yeah.
I'll do that every other time.
Gotcha.
But it's always different.
That's so cool.
But I've been throwing a lot of themes. We've done quite a few.
What are some of the other artists you've done?
We've done a lot. I actually just produced this great show in August, same place, Cab Jazz, called Cosmic Blues. And it's a tribute concert to Janis Joplin, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Starring Michelle Rohl, which I'm sure...
I love her.
Who I'm sure you're very familiar
she's
with.
Awesome.
I'm not.
Oh, she's been
You don't
been
know
in
Michelle?
Town.
Oh, she's the best. We'll bring her on.
She's been in a ton of shows. Started off in the 80s and plays Playboy's Girls of Rock and Roll, which I'm not sure
Killer
if you
rock
remember,
voice.
But an incredible show.
Person.
I think it was at the Hilton for a little while, the Playboy. Who was it? Was it Greg... Greg Vaughn?
Greg Thompson? No.
No, Greg Bardis. Who is it? Smith Center, Greg... He works with Paul Beard. Greg Vaughn.
This is great radio, by the way.
It's called Test Your Memory.
What's his name?
Greg something, Greg somebody. I know he was there before.
We wish we had call-in.
Lon, you've done a lot.
You can
quote sports figures and analogies for hour after hour, but you can't remember this gentleman's name.
I played golf with him, too. It's just terrible.
And he doesn't do so great with the sports, either.
I'm lucky.
Other than he knows that he won a ticket this weekend.
Yeah, the betting, not so much.
I did win a three-team parlay.
Jonathan, how was your weekend?
It was great. I went out of town also. I went to Utah.
You did?
Oh, wow. Yeah, Zion. How many wives did you come back with?
Just one.
Oh, what?
at a time.
Just one at a time. We went to the Zion National Park. We did see some, I don't know what's going on. And
suddenly our board director,
left and my microphone
leave and your
went
microphone
out.
Went.
Yeah.
I think that was purposeful.
Or
that was a Bobby flip off without actually being here.
Bobby
we did see
off.
Some that's dead. We did see some sister wives on the way out.
How lucky!
And I
you.
Didn't recognize them.
Did you get an autograph?
Well, they weren't from the TV show. They were just regular. And I think is that what you call them, sister wives?
Sure. Yeah, sister wives.
I have no idea.
I call them wife number three.
Well, see, I kind of wanted to do the reverse of that because I figure I'm a lot to handle. So why can't it be reverse Mormonism and I can have more than one husband?
That's actually a very good point.
Why isn't that okay?
You should be able to.
I have thought this through.
It's a mystery. It's a big mystery.
I have, yes.
How many were you thinking?
I think I just want two.
Two?
Yeah.
That's enough.
One for
I'm sure they'll
the
have their fill, handling you, both of them. You're all over the place.
Bing, 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 bing.
This show like is going to hell in a handbasket very quickly here. Very quickly. Tom, we didn't even get to your weekend, but I know you're
in
charge.
That's right. I sat in front of the TV and watched sports. I guess that's why I'm on the show.
Well, last week we made some predictions, and of course not all of them came through. But Jeff, we've got to ask you, how are you doing in the Superbook? How'd you do this
weekend? I went 3-2 this weekend. I am now 6 games above 500 and holding on to my own respectively, but I don't think I'm going to win any big prizes, but I'm in the top third of 3,200 entrants. So I think I'm like 917 or something like that. But listen, as the NFL season goes on, it's harder and harder to pick these games. We had 3 crazy games yesterday that you wouldn't have expected the outcomes, and that's why we call it the NFL, because it's wild, you know? New England goes on the road to Tennessee, touchdown favorite. They get blown out by 3 touchdowns. No one saw that coming.
First play, first kickoff, ran for
done.
Ran
see
for
you later. Touchdown. Never look back.
Yeah, of course, I had bet on the Patriots.
Thank you. And, appreciate that. I'll ask you not to do that again this season.
But I also had bet on the Falcons, so that killed my morning. And I think a lot of people made that same bet.
You poor thing.
No, but I hit on the afternoon, and so that went well. But I know, Lon, you were paying attention to the evening game, the Sunday night football on with Cowboys and Eagles, and you did not want the Cowgirls.
Another stunner, right?
To win.
Defending champ Eagles at home against the Cowgirls, coming off a terrible loss to Tennessee. And, you know, Dak and company go in there and take it right to the Eagles on the road.
But that wasn't the Eagles, okay? Let's be clear about this.
I don't think we've seen the Eagles all year.
Exactly. That's not the Eagles. They didn't beat a good team.
You're an Eagles fan.
No. Oh. I'm a Patriots guy.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, all the way.
Where are you from?
Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay. I grew up just outside the city in Brookline.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I went to college in Boston, spent a lot of time there, and Patriots fan through and through. But, yeah, I one of the reasons I wanted to come on today, Jonathan, was because I wanted to make it clear that for all of those millions of people in the country, like me, that are tired of watching the Cowboys suck week after week after week. And we already know about the Patriots. We could get into that later. But I just want to just reach out to these people and say, it's okay. You can come out and say it out loud. They suck.
The Cowboys.
Yes.
I think the point with the Cowboys is that it's been going on for so long now.
Right.
And finally, you do have some talent. You have a young quarterback. You have a stud running back in Ezekiel. You let Dez Bryant go. He gets picked up by the Saints and tears his ACL in practice number two, so he's done.
It's not the players. It's the evil emperor.
It's Jerry Jones with his puppet, Jason Garrett.
Evil emperor and
he doesn't have a coach. He has
stooge,
a puppet.
Speaking of stooges, his stooge, yes. Coach.
I agree. It was no difference than when Al Davis was still alive and what he did to the Raiders.
Right.
By managing from, like you said, high above, behind the black curtain like Oz.
But it's just that there's millions of people all over the country that still, you know, they're still mired in the 1970s. They still think it's Staubach.
Even the 90s with Aikman.
And the 90s, well, they were a good team then. But
they were a great team.
It's long gone. We're 20 years past that.
Well, you had Aikman last week.
Let it go.
You had Aikman last week coming out saying that they have to redo the entire organization
from top to bottom. He's absolutely
However, he reversed himself totally and said, I think they're back on track.
Oh, God.
Because of last night.
Yes.
One game changes everything.
They beat up a dysfunctional team. Okay.
A dysfunctional team that's been dysfunctional all year, whether it's been Foles or Wentz at the helm. Their receivers aren't what they used to be. I don't know where Zach Ertz disappeared to, Alshon Jeffrey, some of these other guys. The defense isn't what it was last year, that's for sure.
No. And you know what? Looking forward to next week, that would be my
pick. You're giving up 27 points to the Dallas Cowboys at home. There's something wrong with the defense. You got a problem.
I'm seeing Falcons -3.5.
Well, that's the other game.
I'll take that all day long.
That was another game that was a shocker yesterday. Falcons go into Cleveland, Baker Mayfield, and they take him out to the woodshed like it's not even close.
But I think that they may have been looking forward to this week.
Well, listen, the upcoming week is going to tell us a lot about both the AFC and NFC because next Monday night we have the game of the year with the 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs at the 9-1 LA Rams.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Rams did get some bad news today. Their slot receiver, Cooper Kupp, is out for the year with a torn ACL. That is going to be a big blow to that offense and what Goff can do under pressure. He doesn't have that safety blanket, sort of like a Julian Edelman or a Cole Beasley for Dallas.
And I do think Under Pressure is a David Bowie song.
Absolutely.
Which kind of brings it full circle.
Well, it was also done with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, it's David Bowie.
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody this weekend. Great movie.
Let's hold your movie reviews. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
NBC Sports 920 The Game.
Las Vegas. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web in his ass and catches thieves to that Las Vegas. Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bug. He's
got this guy. Vegas nonstop here, NBC Sports, 9:20 a.m., a tribute to the 95-year-old legend that just passed away, Stan Lee. Spider-Man, gone at 95 years old. What a great guy.
What a great legacy. What a great life. God bless him. 95? Yeah. That's
We should all live that long.
I don't know if you ever met him or anybody here in the studio ever met him. He was just a regular guy. Yeah, Bobby brought up. Met him. Yeah, he was just friendly with everybody. And I love that he was like Hitchcock, that he was in every movie. Yeah, and that was kind of
so fun. He's single-handedly responsible for me not being able to go to the movies anymore. because every movie, every other movie seems like it's a superhero movie, and I can't take it anymore. Sorry.
So you didn't. You didn't see.
I can't take it.
You're right.
And other X-Men, I can't take it.
You didn't see Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No, I can't take it anymore.
That was good. It was good.
It is a little silly. He's right.
Do it.
Lon's right. It's like Ant-Man and this man and then that. Ever since he did Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr.
Well, if you guys can come up with a better script and find some backers worth a couple $1 million, I say go for it.
Couple million.
But I agree with you, Lana. That, that's
tens of hundreds of million.
All I will stand against the crowd. I love every one of them.
I
nah,
do
you
too.
Know what?
Yes, right here.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I read comic books, but none of those.
Right. Did you read Superman?
We read Superman.
Walking Dead.
Creepy.
Yeah.
You know, the cool comic books.
Did you read X-Men?
I grew up a DC guy.
No, but Marvel. I never did Marvel.
So I'm loving learning all about Marvel.
Right. I know, because back when we were growing up, you were either DC or Marvel.
Right.
Like, it was very distinct.
Why can't we just all love one another?
I was a Superman fan, and I was in the Superman fan club, and every Saturday we'd collect Coke bottles and get 2 cents on the Coke bottle and go and get our Superman comic book.
I remember that.
Yeah, see, and then we would do that. We could be in Superman.
Oh, yeah, it was a ritual. You get your comic book, you'd get like a quart of Coke or Pepsi, a bunch of candy,
all
and you go
quarter,
home and read it and eat candy and drink Coke.
Get all hopped up on soda and candy,
pure
and then
sugar
think
rush.
You're Superman.
Did you guys have a corner candy store?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was there constantly.
We used to get on our bikes and go to the Penny Candy Store.
Which also sold all the comic books.
Did you have playing cards on your back tire on the bicycle?
Sure. to make the engine sound?
Absolutely.
Well, Janine Valentine has prepared a little segment for us before we get too far into movie reviews.
This is so exciting.
Drum roll?
Yes, we need a drum roll. Okay, so now you know that recently, in recent years, the NFL, especially because I'm a football girl. I mean, love you all. Of course, our Golden Knights. But... especially Bills, because we actually won a game. I'm so incredibly happy. Can I have just this one win? Just one, because that's probably all I'm going to get this season.
Yeah.
But yeah, so since the NFL has been purposefully targeting the female fan in the last couple of years. So now, with all the, you know, the little cute little pink jerseys and this and that, their female audience has risen 26%, which is pretty cool. Whereas the male audience has only risen 18%. And just so you know, male audience, we need 100% from you or nothing at all. So, get it? Okay, so this is...
all or nothing at all.
Between the lines.
I see where this is going.
Thank you. All right, so these are tips for men and women when you're watching a game in mixed company, because... you know, sometimes
I love tips for women. I love women's
female
tips.
And male.
Yes, mixed being.
Just want to make sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can't get into all that. That's too confusing. So the tips for women. For some reason, I disagree with this one, but it says don't wear the pink jersey. I say if you want to root for a team and you want to wear the pink jersey, go for it because you look adorable. And plus, pink represents breast cancer awareness. So whoever wrote that line, I disagree with you.
Pink panties.
Pink.
Yeah.
Right.
Pink Panther. Okay. And then the next thing is know your refreshment options. All right. You want to make sure you aim to please yourself first and then the man.
Would you aim to please?
All right. Then the next thing is choose your sides wisely. So you know, you don't want to have like a full-out brawl with your supposed significant other or even with a friend or maybe someone you want to be more than a friend, and then you're going to have a brawl because you're disagreeing about the team and who to root for.
Now, when you said sides, I thought you meant chips and dips. you mean teams.
Not what you're serving. Choose your team wisely.
Yes.
Do your homework. Ladies, if you're not that, you know, like, I mean, not unlike me. Like, if you want to call me, I can give you any knowledge you want.
Give out your number. it's always a good idea.
No, but do your homework, and I'm going to take that one to heart. And, okay, so, ladies, this is a really big one. Ask questions during commercials, okay? We really don't need to have full-out World War III, so wait till the commercials. Pay attention. That's a good one. Respect the sport. Even if maybe you don't like it, respect it, please, as in our administration, our current government. and then, you know, if you are, like, a kind of a know-it-all and you're a sports fan, ladies, ease up on the trivia a little bit, okay, because we don't want, you know, we know you can put your man in his place, but just save it. Okay. And then show signs of interest, please. No cell phone. And then the tips for men, real quickly, don't be condescending.
Wait, that's
all I got.
The cell phone part particularly, you expect people to put down their cell phone?
Well, that's just a cautionary, you know, if you're interested in, like, let's say, you know, Jeffrey and I are watching a game together and he's interested in, like, getting with me, he should pay attention to me versus, like, on his cell phone.
I shouldn't be paying
during
attention
the commercials.
To the game we're watching?
No, during the commercials, I think.
He never puts down his cell phone. He's on his cell phone while we're on the air. He's always on. I think he sleeps.
I think it depends on your viewing choices, right? Like if you're locked into just network TV, then of course you got to have your phone out. You got to be checking on the scores.
But if you want to enjoy it with your woman or a woman, watching the game specifically.
Yeah, right?
Like don't be condescending, okay? Like so we don't know everything.
Honey,
we enjoy.
You know,
I enjoy
this is a
it,
first
dear.
First down. You know what you have
I know
to do
what
now,
a first
right?
damn down is.
You know what the rules are for first down,
right?
Give
me turkey pot pie.
I think that's first base. That's what you're talking about.
All right, well, that was helpful. Janine Valentine appearing
so
with the Shintas, 25th, 26th, over at the South Point for 24th, 25th.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Gotta look at it again. Well, I should have these on the tip of my tongue. I promise to be there, Frank.
Well, that would be the important
24th
tip.
And 25th.
Oh, so I was right. Yeah.
24th. No, you said 6th. Anyway.
Well, okay. So
Saturday and Sunday at 3.
At 3 in the afternoon.
At the South Point, yes.
Thanksgiving
3.
Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Good
That's
time.
Right. So
yeah.
Come give thanks with us.
If you've never seen Frankie Shinta, the show is called The Showman.
Frankie Shinta, The Showman.
Frankie Shinta, The Showman. Janine Valentine.
The Showwoman.
The Show Sportswoman.
Entertainer extraordinaire.
Well, and Janine, all I can say to you is... Nice tips.
Thank you. So welcome.
And Janine, I, as a father of two daughters who absolutely nothing I could have ever thought of has been able to get them in front of a football game for more than 30 seconds, maybe you can come over and
I'm telling you, it's about the snacks. And if you get them a cute little pink jersey, maybe.
You said not to wear pink.
No, I said I disagreed with that one. That was just some input I got, but I disagree with it.
Well, you know, it's a little different in my house. My two daughters both live in Portland, and we went up to Seattle last week at their invitation to go watch the Chargers play the Seahawks.
Yes.
And it was their idea. They said, Dad, come on up. We'll all go to the game together. It'll be great. And it was.
Now, have they become Seahawks fans?
Under no circumstances.
Tom White is like a diehard. And I was looking through your photos to try and find one that was usable.
It was humanoid.
And there was so many of them with Charger stuff that I picked one of you holding a Charger doll.
It was a garden troll, actually.
A Charger garden troll. But your loyalty to the team hasn't changed with them going to L.A., has it?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, this is the first year in 37 years that I did not buy season tickets.
In 37
and
years.
You were the reason.
And, yeah, and it had nothing
Look
to do with
now,
the move.
Look at them now, 7-2, hottest team in the AFC.
Yes. Yeah, don't think,
along
I,
with
don't
KC.
Think I didn't, it didn't occur to me. But I never lived in San Diego all the time I had those tickets. I was living in Los Angeles, I was living in Spokane, Washington, and then here. So every home game was a weekend in San Diego.
Yeah.
It was tremendous, particularly when I was living in Spokane, because November, December, you get to go to San Diego, hang out for the weekend. I went to Carson all of last season, and I'm up at 6 a.m. on Sunday, drive to Carson, hang out in the parking lot with my friends for 45 minutes, watch the game, and then drive home. I am too old for that.
Yeah,
and
you look
so
like
finally
hell, really.
It got to, finally, well, this I still haven't recovered. finally, it got to the point where I just went, you know what? I'm so grateful when they're on the road. I think I'll just keep it at that.
Well, all right. There you go. Well, my Bears won, which I'm happy to.
Love the Bears this season.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're doing great. I mean, other than the first game, we don't want to talk about that in particular because that was a monumental choke for the ages. But I think since then, they've done really well. Yeah, the Green Bay game.
Now, you want to talk more about Texas because you're anti-Cowboys. But
I didn't want to come off as anti-Texan or Texas. There's actually is one team that I'm a big fan of because my oldest daughter is going there, and that's University of North Texas.
Well, for those on the
mean
radio,
Green.
University of North Texas?
Yeah, Mean Green. Go Mean Green. She's in the marching band. I went down there 2 weeks ago and saw a game. They played Rice. They rolled 41-17.
Is this D2 or 3?
One.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They're division, they're CUSA West Division One.
So they're playing with the likes of like Cincinnati and all those guys.
Rice, who else? Yeah. UTEP.
Conference USA?
Yeah. So anyway, anywho, all I was going to say is their quarterback, Mason Fine, you will be hearing his name in a couple of years.
He's in the NFL?
Yep, he's turning pro, I'm telling you right now, prediction. Mason Fine, he's the real deal. UNT is going to go to a bowl game someplace, so you'll be watching them.
Dr. Howard.
Dr. Howard.
Slowly I turn step by step.
All right, I have a Patriot question since we got.
Can you save it till the next segment?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, thanks.
Why don't you just tell him to shut up and sit down?
STFU.
Are you sure I invited you this week?
Hashtag.
I don't remember calling.
Cutthroat.
damn it!
Damn it, Alta. You know what? So this Wednesday, Jeffrey and I are going to be over at Rock and Riley's doing a pregame, a little rally over at Rock and Riley's across the street from the park.
What time is that again?
We're going to be there at 5. The game is at 7.
I just want to make sure I put on my hat.
I wish you would. I wish you would. We were there last week, and it was a great, great crowd.
Wednesday
and
at 5.
Great casual dining. You sit out on the patio and watch the freaks go by.
Cool.
And that's always fun. Also, if you're interested in, if you're going to the game, Sapphire Las Vegas introduces a Vegas Golden Knights watch party and park and ride promotion. So you can leave your car at Sapphire, go in, have a complimentary cocktail, get a free ride to the stadium. After the game, get back in for another free ride back to Sapphire, have another complimentary cocktail, perhaps have a lap dance or two, and go on your merry way.
I would go for at least a half dozen.
You'd go for a half dozen lap dances? You know, they've got
drinks.
The men of Sapphire as well. So
yeah,
we should
totally have it. We should have a live broadcast from there.
Well, it's awesome. Well, we could do that. I mean, Monday Rock nights... Rally?
No, from Sapphire. They, get off your phone.
That's he's texting. It's, Sapphire also has Sapphire Comedy Hour on Saturdays, and that and
we've done a few live events there.
We have
out by the pool Monday Night Football.
Yeah, great.
I just invited myself. That's the only difference.
You should come. It's actually they actually do a really great job.
I might go later for Monday Night Football because they've got a buffet.
Well, tonight I know. You don't want to see.
We're gonna talk about Monday Night Football when we come back.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna take a short commercial break. Talk about Monday Night Football next Sunday's game. So stay right where you are.
Go.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday Night Football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. We're up. We're awake. We've had our coffee. We're ready for a cocktail. And we're also ready for pizza and podcast immediately after the broadcast over at Amore Taste of Chicago, where you can stop by, say hello, and have some beer or some wine and have great Chicago food, an Italian beef sandwich wet with jardiniere, or you can have a stuffed pizza.
Those wings look really good, and I'm from Buffalo, and I would know a buffalo wing when I saw one. So I give them a thumbs up.
Your fellow musician, artist, Frankie Shint, taught me the proper way to eat buffalo wings is where you turn them upside down and you...
That's
you,
only the
and
flapper.
You, and you push the meat down.
That's only if you're, so you know, a real man.
Yes. But I also got turned on to the beef on weck. Oh, and I was corrected. It's not beef on the weck.
Correct.
It's beef on weck.
Correct.
And there's a few places here in town that you can get the beef on weck.
Correct. And
I can't remember. There was a new place that opened.
Sapphire's?
You actually told me.
No, the new place that opened that has the best beef on weck in the city right now is BBD at the Palace Station.
What's that stand for?
Brews, burgers, and dessert.
At Palace Station? You know, I haven't been to any of the new restaurants at Palace Station.
Unbelievable. This place is the hottest place in town right now.
All right.
Well, it can't be the hottest place.
I'm telling you right now, go have a burger there.
Hey, in restaurant news, my friend Rick Moon at closing the doors.
Suddenly, Friday night after service, shutting everyone down, had a meeting with the team on Saturday afternoon and decided to shut it down. He couldn't come to an agreement on a new lease with the folks at MGM. And unfortunately, because Rick had the was a star on the strip for 14 years. And so I know there are some people that are out of a job, but I do believe that MGM is going to...
120 employees.
120.
That's
interesting. They're going to send them to other properties so that they will not be unemployed.
Anyway,
so
best of luck to our
friend. Thank you for
Rick
doing that.
Moonen. Yeah, great, great dude. And
he says he's going to be opening up an off-strip place.
Well, that's the way to go. I mean, why if you can be successful, like Sparrow and Wolf or some of the other places that are off-strip...
Oh, 100%.
...without paying astronomical
Esther's Kitchen,
rent.
Black Sheep... all the new places that are opening up, Vince Rotolo's place, Good Pie, in Palm Plaza.
I was at Golden Tiki over the weekend as well.
With our friend Brandon Powers.
Brandon Powers was there. And if you've never been to Golden Tiki, it's like a museum of oddities.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Lon's been there. Lon's also the musical director for a great show that's running over at Tuscany Suites called The Rat Pack Is Back, right? Is
that's
Rat
correct.
Pack is back or
it's
Rat Pack Attack?
No, it's The Rat Pack Is Back. It's actually in one version or another because it started 20 years ago.
I was there. I was at the original.
David Cassidy produced it.
I was there with David Cassidy.
I was the original musical director for that in 98, and I've managed to navigate my way through 20 years to this one at the Tuscany.
Yeah, I was actually there with David Cassidy, and I remember that Tina Sinatra shut the show down because they had pictures of Frank Sinatra on the wall.
He actually spent millions of dollars defending it, the copyright. And then he basically gave it away.
Dick Feeney?
Yeah. He gave it to Dick. That doesn't sound right. He did.
He didn't say he gave him Dick. He said he gave it to Dick.
He gave it away.
Good night, everybody.
And Bobby Caldwell was...
Bobby Caldwell was the original Frank.
He was, yeah. I was there with my actor friend Joe Mantegna.
We had to change all the keys and modulate them up at least a step and a half, which means nothing to anyone but Janine. But
right.
It's true because Bobby's a high tenor and Frank was a baritone. Mm. So most of the original Frank keys are all, he's a little bit lower sounding. So for Bobby, we had to modulate him up. But he still sounded great. People loved him. And it's funny, to this day, people still talk about that show at the DI. the original rap bat, fake rap bat.
And then, I mean, it's funny because Facebook is interesting because Lon popped up on my Facebook as a memory from 3 years ago, and I realized you haven't been on the air with us for 3 years.
And thus the invite.
Yeah, I was like, Lon, you haven't been on us for 3 years. But last night we were like, you were in a bunch of shows that I produced or had something to do with it. We didn't know each other, but even in Chicago when the Rat Pack show and Sandy Hackett had produced it,
right?
And they shut him down because he wouldn't pay the $4 extra per union guy in Chicago at the Briar Street Theater.
Oh, that's actually a funny story because I went there and opened that show because that's when Sandy was still in business with the Rat Pack is Back, which is not anymore. But I opened that show in Chicago because the show ran for like 6 months in Chicago. It was great downtown. I can't remember the name of
the Briar Street Theater.
It was beautiful.
On Halsted.
This is what the union musicians did. This is how dumb they were. They actually hired a member. And I'm a member of the Musicians Union local here. I'm AFM, totally union.
Right? AFM.
Yeah, AFM 369. But this is how dumb they were. They hired an actor to put on a head-to-toe rat suit. In other words, he appeared to be like an actual 6-foot rat. And he went in front of the theater and paced back and forth all day long during the show.
What?
Well, what was that? That was just advertising the show.
It was advertising
How
the show.
Dumb could you be?
That's pathetic.
They did it. And we opened in January.
Yeah.
I was out there in like negative 20.
It's a beautiful time of year to
weather.
Be in Chicago.
Yeah. true story about that theater.
Yeah. But there was more people that were picketing. And being friends with Sandy, I called up the head of the AFM and I tried to negotiate it down. And Sandy wouldn't budge. And so they wound up closing the show, which is still a great show and still a great tribute.
It ran a long time, though. I think it ran 6 months.
And then the Blue Man Group went in there after that, and I don't know if it's still there or not, but it was a great little theater, the Briar Street Theater.
Go Bears.
But if you've never seen the Rat Pack show, it's a great show.
Are you a Bears fan?
I've got a soft spot for the Bears, I'm a Patriots guy. Oh, because another boring story. I know you got some boring stories. This one's really short.
I'm sorry. Woke up. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, the first bet I made coming to town here in Vegas was 85 Bears to win Super Bowl
against the Patriots.
Yeah, we didn't know that then.
In New Orleans.
A future bet in September to win it all.
Wow.
So I do have an emotional soft spot for the Bears.
They were okay.
Yeah, just because they beat the crap out of your Patriots.
That's the transition to my question about
Patriots.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
44-10. I've got two Patriot fans here.
Well,
they've had three losses.
Bobby behind the board.
Okay, three. Great. They've had three losses. Two of them have been by head coaches that used to play for the franchise.
Right.
All right. Mike Vrabel and Matt Patricia.
Right.
Have they started to sketch that book that will tell everyone else how to beat the Patriots?
No. Possibly.
That's my question.
Both games are on the road. I mean, clearly Patricia would know how to get to Brady, and they definitely took us out to the woodshed, very similarly as to what Tennessee did yesterday. I don't know. Maybe the Patriots are thinking ahead, going into a bye week. I don't know if they took them lately or Tennessee. Or Vrabel's just doing a great job with that team after taking Dallas out last week and knowing how big this game was against Belichick, and they just didn't show up. I don't know, but you might be right.
Now, they didn't show up. Belichick's a December-January coach. Like we always say, the September blues, they start slowly. Relax. They'll be fine. They lost yesterday. No big deal. Little blip.
That's what
we'll
I thought
see.
About the Bills, too. Just a little blip, and then they won yesterday,
the
and now we're back, and we are in it to win it, people.
Yeah, right.
Well, you want to talk, Jeffrey, with the G, you want to talk a little bit about the Giants and 49ers, the worst teams in the NFL right now.
And why do we want to talk about them?
Well, because some people might be interested in watching the game tonight.
The Giants are traveling across the country to play the Niners. Giants are 1-7, Niners are 2-7. After tonight, someone's going to have 8 losses, and someone may have 2 or 3 wins.
Last season for Eli Manning.
100%.
Hopefully.
And their coach.
Hopefully.
And what about the quarterback for the Niners? Who is he now?
Well, Beathard's not going to stay there because you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who got injured this year. But, I mean, he's done a decent job. But this other kid they brought in, Mullen, has actually done better than Beathard. So,
another Patriots quick tie-in. How about that trade? Everyone screamed bloody murder about Garoppolo being traded. Guess what? Right move.
Well, it's easy to say that now.
Yeah, real easy.
No one anticipated him tearing his ACL.
No, even before. I mean, watching him healthy, I think he was the right thing to do.
That caused a big divide within the Patriots organization.
But Belichick can't be wrong, ever.
No, I know. I know. Well, he wanted to keep Garoppolo. It was Kraft that wanted to trade him, and Brady convinced him to trade him.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, in that case...
Thursday night, we have the Packers and Seahawks in Seattle.
That's an interesting
Seahawks
game.
Seahawks minus 2.5, over and under 49. Janine, you want to explain what over and under and what the 2.5, what a spread means?
In football.
Ow. You guys have to... Okay, so the over and under is... yep, and then the spread is the whole thing.
that clears it right up. That's the schmear.
Are you gonna ask, you're going to ask me that every week, so I got to make sure I'm on it. Let me just say I'm going for Green Bay. How's that?
Why?
What? Because I like them.
Okay.
They're a good team, and
they're
owned by their fans, which
they
is
are.
Pretty cool.
That is nice.
So
if McCarthy has a job next year, that's a travesty because he has no business coaching in the NFL, and he's going to ruin Aaron Rodgers' career if he continues doing so.
Ooh, that's harsh.
I like that you don't go to exaggerations and stuff when you express your opinion.
Listen,
I don't know that Aaron Rodgers' career is in danger.
Not his career, but he could be going to multiple NFC championships and winning more than one ring, and this guy is just absolutely, you know, a hurdle in the way of him.
Who are you going to take, Packers or Seahawks?
I'll take the Sea Chickens in Seattle.
Sea Chickens,
2.5 is a great line. They'll win by a field goal.
Line?
Oh. And by the way, don't give up on Russell Wilson. That guy's a stud.
Green Bay, for sure.
Woohoo!
Yeah. No doubt about that.
Tom?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Packers as well. We all remember that great game with the replacement referees where apparently if you catch the guy that caught the interception, it's a reception in the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting game. Janine, who you like?
Oh, I'm going Green Bay.
Green Bay. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. Packers suck. So Sunday we've got a bunch of games at 10 in the morning. First we talk about is Carolina Panthers against Detroit Lions in Detroit. Home dogs. Janine, you know what home dogs means?
They're playing at home.
and dogs.
And they're the underdog.
Yay!
Amazing how you put that all together. So the other team is favored.
That's
the Panthers.
Between those ears.
So you're getting plus 4, and the over and under, which is the total amount of points in the game, is 52.
Yes.
Jeffrey with a G.
I couldn't care less about this game, although I'll take Detroit at home after what I saw from Carolina last week.
Cam Newton's not impressing you.
Cam Newton doesn't do it for me.
Cam Newton. Lon, what do you think?
You know, but they're hot and cold, so I'm taking the Panthers. They'll bounce back.
Tom?
I'm going to take the Panthers based on what Detroit did yesterday.
True.
Detroit. Yeah,
plus, tough. They got to rest up for Thanksgiving.
Well, Lon, I know you're going to have opinion on the Falcons against the Cowboys in hot Atlanta, -3.5.
It's actually down to 3 now. It's a 3 even.
Okay. Well, that's probably going to change again.
Over-under is 48 still.
LB?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. The line is going to shrink on this.
Why?
Wait, because
of what they saw last night.
Exactly.
And the public loves the Cowboys, which I love, because when that thing goes to 2.5, you back the truck up and take Atlanta all day long.
Exactly what I was going to say. Wait till it gets under a field goal, and then put the house on it. Put your neighbor's house on it. Every
kid's college tuition.
Everything. Your kids.
Maybe the kid itself. Put the kid on the game and the tuition.
Falcons.
And the house.
Superfan Tom White.
You know, when the Falcons have a game like they had yesterday and are embarrassed beyond belief, they're going to bounce back pretty strong. And the
Especially
Cowboys are
home.
Very susceptible.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going with the Falcons.
Janine?
I'm Falcons all the way, babe.
You Beautiful. Are, okay. All right, cool. All right, so we're gonna skip the next game because it's the 5:20 game on the sheet, and the Eagles and Saints is 1:25. So let's go to 10 a.m. Titans, who beat the tar out of your Patriots yesterday. Indian no place, and Andrew Luck, -2.5. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
This is a tough one because the line is so... it's weird, right? Common sense would say take the Colts at home with Andrew Luck, -2.5. Tennessee has obviously played much better. One game separates these two teams in the AFC South, and they're both within a game or two of Houston. So it's a huge game. One's on a 2-game winning streak, one's on a 3. I'm going to take the Colts at home just because.
Lon?
I don't know if Tennessee can hold it up for 3 games in a row.
I know I couldn't.
Titans are heading in the right direction. Titans -2.5.
Vrabel's done a great
long.
Job with this team.
Yeah, they're heading the right direction.
Yeah, I think Titans are on a roll. I think they're going to take it.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans. Although
I'm glad I'm the only one with the Colts.
They're
right. Look at that.
Houston Texans.
I'm a contrarian by nature.
Yes, you are. What do you mean by that? Washington Redskins home dogs against the Houston Texans. J.J. Watts. Washington Redskins plus +3. Janine, they're home dogs.
Woo! Yes.
No, woof.
The home underdog. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeffrey with the G line one. Go ahead. Skins.
I love this game. I love Houston coming off a bye, one of the hotter teams in the AFC, having won 6 in a row. Deshaun Watson, who you guys know I've been a fan of since the day he was in the league. I don't think Washington's got much left in them. I'm going to take Houston to win this, and I like the number at 3. Should it fall to 2.5, I don't think it will, but should it fall, I like it even more.
Lon.
Eventual NFC East winners, Washington Redskins will take the game.
What?
TW.
Yeah, this is kind of tough for me. I think I'm going to go with Washington on this as well, just because they're home. Texas coming off of a bye, and they tend to stutter a little bit when they do that.
Who doesn't?
So, so I'll go with the Redskins.
I don't even know what that means. Buccaneers, what are they wearing underneath their Buccan hats?
Buccaneers.
Love that joke.
Against the New York Giants, it's a pick. Lon, what do you think?
Oh, gosh. This is as bad as tonight.
Do you care?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I guess the Buccaneers, just because Manning is just playing so horribly, the rest of the team, I don't know.
Did you see Tampa Bay at home against Washington yesterday?
No.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Out of the two, though.
I think if they put Jameis Winston and Fitzpatrick out there, they'd still have trouble beating anybody.
Thomas Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzthomas.
But Mean Green would probably beat either of those teams, incidentally.
Yeah. Tom, what do you think?
Fitzpatrick put up 400 yards yesterday in a loss, and he's going to put up 500 against the Giants, so I'll go with the Buccaneers.
Okay, Janine?
Wow, I have no idea.
Okay, Janine, no idea.
I'll take the Giants at home here.
That's the best pick out of the bunch.
Give me the Giants at home. Tampa Bay's got no defense. All they have to do is hand it off to Saquon Barkley and a few balls to OJB, and you're fine, OBJ.
The last 10 a.m. game is the Pittsburgh Steelers, Big Ben, against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Janine, they are home dogs.
Woof.
Plus +5.5 unless the line has changed. Jacksonville Jaguars, who were much better last year. Janine, what do you think?
I'm a Steelers fan.
Why is that?
Because they're close to New York, and that's where I'm from.
Well, that's cute outfits. You like the yellow and black?
Like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I like their outfits.
Muhammad Ali.
Yep, that's no, but I like their outfits. Bee, get it, the black and the yellow.
Close to New York.
Jeffrey with a G. Pittsburgh is closer than
I mean,
Vegas.
Yeah, one team here that's
I'd like 2 pickets to Pittsburgh, please.
I have family in Pittsburgh. I have to be supportive.
Right, and I play in Franco Harris's golf tournament. So what?
They're closer to the Bungles, though.
Okay. The Bungles.
Geographically.
Lon Bronson, Steelers, Jaguars. Jaguars plus +5.5.
You got to go with the Steelers. They're playing great. Jacksonville headed in the wrong direction, too. So you load up on the Steelers. They're going to roll.
Jeffrey with a G.
Yeah, you got the home team here, losers of 5 in a row, Pittsburgh winners the 6 in a row, coming off a bye. You're not going to see Le'Veon Bell with his team this year, but Juju Schuster and Antonio Brown, they did lose their running back, Connors. I don't know if he's going to play, but Big Ben should have enough in him. I don't like the number on the road, 5.5, but I think in this case you have to just throw caution to the wind and take the Steelers.
I couldn't believe that Jacksonville doubled down on their quarterback, Bortles, at the beginning of the year. I thought that was going to be disastrous for them. That's what it's proven to be. And so I'm taking the Steelers at -5.5.
Okay, let's go to the afternoon games. Eagles and Saints in New Orleans. New Orleans -7.5. Jeffrey with a G line one. Go ahead.
This line is actually up to 9 right now. Woo! After the public saw how the Eagles played last night. I'm going to tell you right now, I think the Saints are the best team in football right now. I don't think anyone could beat them. They're even better at home, under the dome. I don't like giving that many points, especially to a team like Philadelphia, defending champs. They do have some respect for themselves. They might want to bounce back, but you can't stop the Saints right now. They're putting up 45 points on the road.
Lon.
Oh, yeah, you got to go with the Saints. I mean, there's no question. At home, in the dome.
Drew Brees.
The way Eagles are playing, forget it.
Tom.
Drew Brees. Remember, his first 5 years were as a Charger.
I did not remember that. Janine.
Oh, and the Saints.
You're going to Saints.
Go marching in.
Just look at any musical intro.
You're
fine.
Welcome.
1 o'clock on CBS, Broncos and Chargers. Chargers -7 in Los Angeles, not San Diego. Tom, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you this. You never bet against the spread with the Chargers, because they will.
Unless they're getting points.
The last 2 weeks, they have covered. But for the majority of time, they never cover.
All right, we're almost out of time.
They will win the game.
Lon Bronson, give us a pick three. Give us a pick three.
Oh, my three are going to be Falcons, Saints, and Steelers.
Jeffrey.
I'm taking the Rams on Monday night game of the year in Mexico City, -2.5. I'll take the Texans, and I'll take the Colts at home, -2.5.
Tom.
Rams, Steelers, Chargers.
Janine, do you
Saints
care?
Saints and Falcons. Yeah, Saints and Falcons.
You just said don't wear seven with the Chargers.
Saints and Falcons, baby. Oh,
join us at Amore Taste of Chicago immediately after the show for some pizza and podcast Wednesday over at Rockin' Riley's. I want to thank our guests Lon Bronson, Tom White, Janine Valentine, Jeffrey with a G. Eat well, party hard, like us, and share us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Jonathan Scott saying peace out.
Did you say...
And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?